I'm Maggie Davila. I am a studio art and art history minor. And at Penguin Radio, I am the poet in residence. And I'm very excited to be, because when I was offered this position, I was ecstatic. I was like, yes, yes, I'm going to jump on this. I love poetry. Well, for the longest time, I've always loved writing. And I guess I credit that to my mom. Because at first, writing for her was just like, you have to get your vocabulary down, you have to be well composed, well written. And she made me do book reports outside of school as well in school. So I credit a lot of my writing to her. And she was also one who read to me all the time, and like we read together. So a lot of my love for poetry and for reading and writing comes from her. And so I thank her a lot for that, because then I wouldn't be as accomplished as I am right now. And doing this poetry internship is very enlightening and warming, because I'm doing something that I love and giving this to other people as well. Well, I actually do another internship as well that has to be off campus. And this internship is very flexible, because I also have a very busy schedule. So it's just carving out time to sit down and like let inspiration hit you. But it's a very touchy kind of process. And this internship, to have that much leeway and that much flexibility, is, I think, is very good for a poet in residence, since inspiration doesn't come as easily and as frequent. Soul Candy was a process within itself. There, I had to meet with Tryman, you know, get on the same page as him, and make sure that everything was okay. And when he was talking about like when I would go on and like how he was going to split it up, I just loved it. Like the whole going after a music act and then have poetry, and then going after a music act and then have poetry, because poetry can get very heavy very fast, and very complicated very fast, and very wordy very fast. And having that time to breathe between acts and between other people performing, I thought that was done very well. Because going in, I had very heavy pieces, and like they're very short as well. So I didn't want to go in all at once and get like hit people with this heavy load, especially upon introduction. I was meeting the audience for the first time, and they were meeting me for the first time. So it shouldn't have gone, you know, as heavy with the heavy blow the first time. During the whole picking which poems to read, it was kind of like a storyline of my progression and how heavy, like they got heavier with as they went on. I purposely did the Lucid first, and then For the Moment second, and if I ever had the balls to say, and then lastly was Gilbert. And and the reason why I chose to introduce each poem first is because you are meeting this poem for the first time. And it's like, oh, this is Gilbert, and like, this is the audience, Gilbert. And I thought that was very necessary. You can't just bring a friend to a group, already like established friend group. You have to introduce them. You have to let the other people warm up to them. So it was also in preparation for myself to like build up my confidence and build up my relation to the poem. Because performing and writing it is very different. They both have different ways of feeling. And when you see it on a page, it's different than when you live it in performance. So also, introduction wasn't just for the audience. It was for myself. Well, I am currently taking a spoken word class, And I have taken a speech as well with Stuart Horn, and he's great. Like, he just teaches you everything. He tells you to speak up and be attentive to your audience. And if you are nervous, then to use that energy for good, you know? So that's what I tried to do. I tried to speak up, be comfortable, and if I was nervous, to put that nervous energy towards being positive and rather than being nervous. And for my poetry class, we perform things every week. So we are in front of our class while we kind of expose our little story, and it's giving a piece of yourself to your audience.
Stage in Angelico Hall, it's time for Soul Candy 13.
She's a third-year studio art major. Give it up for Maggie Davila. She is our Penguin Radio poet in residence.
Hey guys, I didn't really know what to wear tonight. And I was sitting in my room and I got two suggestions, either wear a dress or this really polka dot shirt that I love to wear. And I decided no. When I was a little kid, I hated dressing like a girl. So I would just wear like boy clothes all the time. So I was a tomboy. And then as the years went by, I had to start dressing a little more girlier because that's just the social norm. And then my mom also said, like, they're boy clothes, you're not a boy. And I was like, all right, okay, I'll do it for the convenience of others. And then so today, it just felt like that decision, so I wore this. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Lucid. Loosen up. You're wired too tight. You're worried about keeping it together. Honestly, what for? Can't stand to see yourself a mess, I know. You've always thought of yourself as a composed person, but really, once you take off your skin, you see the chaos inside. I'm always saying that I like to be free. Thing is that I've caged myself in, and I have the keys. When the dog bites, when the bees sting, when I'm feeling sad, I don't just think of my favorite things, and then suddenly the world is blowing pink bubbles out of its asshole. I wish I could sleep without the disturbance of external entities. Well, I think I'm awake now. Thank you.
Okay, check it out. Next, we're going to have Maggie, who is our in-residence poet. We've heard her once, and we're going to hear her again, but let's give it up. Woo!
Okay, I just want to say all those songs that I just heard were really, really dope. And that second song, I was vibing so hard to. Like, it was great. It was awesome. I've always been really, really afraid of commitment. Maybe that's why I can't make decisions. But one thing that scared me the most is seeing myself with another person. Oh, no. So it was always a for the moment kind of thing. For the moment. I'm going to love you, but only for the moment. Forever is too long to love, and honestly, love them forever in the same sentence scare me far worse than when they stand alone. Actually, I take it back.
I probably will never love you, but I'll be comfortable enough to say I do. Thank you.
Up next, you know her well. She is our Penguin Radio poet in residence. Give it up for Maggie Davila.
Hello again, my lovely people. Some things you don't know how to say to other people, right? So like, you stay there thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it, and like you push it back to the back of your mind, and it becomes dirty laundry, and then once you finally taste the tea, it's really bitter. So, this is if I ever actually got the courage to say the things that I wanted to say. If I ever had the balls to say. Mom, I smoke. I'm depressed. Mom, I've had sex with Lucas. I've had sex before Lucas. I'm in a weird place. I'm in between wanting to be alone and being alone. My brain is mush. I overeat. I want to stop eating, get a little smaller. Mom, I'm sad. I want to go back home. I hate it here. Not that I'd ever be any less angry there. Things are effed right now. I can't tell her things, Mom. We're at a stop. At least let me keep moving. I don't mind leaving. Thank you.
All right, we have Maggie up here again. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about her event coming up. She's actually the president of an art club here on campus. It's on November 6th. They're gonna have an exhibit. It starts at 4:30 and it's in Etchell Mansion. Show your support. All right, let's give it up for Maggie.
Gracias, gracias. Thanks. Just keep clapping, guys. Just keep clapping. All right, guys. Out of all the poems I've read today, this one's my favorite. And I don't know, as an artist, if you're supposed to have favorite things, but I do. And last year, my sophomore year, my best friend from high school, she was having a really, really, really hard time back at St. John's School in New York. And I always thought New York was supposed to be the one love that was supposed to treat her right, and it didn't. And she came back more broken than ever. And she actually landed herself in a psych ward, and she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And she told me this one story of how she told her mom to bring her favorite sweater, and her mom grabbed the wrong one. And it was my old soccer sweater that said Scarlet Fury on it. And she said, Mom, this is the wrong one. But then when she was telling me, she's like, I think that's exactly what I needed because I didn't have you with me. And I felt so bad that I wasn't there and I was here. So I wrote this letter to her. Gilbert. The world is loud right now. Between the stark white walls of the classroom and the drone of talking, I can't focus. Please fall asleep so I can take pictures of you and hang them in my room. 'Cause when I wake up, I feel like, yeah, everything is all right. I can still hear your melancholy sobs of excitement as the beginning chords of Flashlight chime out of the speakers on stage. One day it will happen again. We will stand in the red and blue lights, engulfed by the rhythmic horde of people, preparing for the screech of the amps as it demands for our attention. And with the noise, there will be silence. The kind that makes the mind melt and the body fluid. We will say that we drowned because being weak at the knees isn't quite enough. Thank you.
Maggie Davila is Penguin Radio's Poet in Residence, Fall Semester 2015. Maggie's writings are all original, and the readings included in this podcast were from Maggie's live performance at the Fall 2015 Soul Candy Student Talent Showcase. This podcast was produced and engineered by Leona George Davidson, Managing Director of Penguin Radio. This program has been brought to you by Dominican University's School of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, and it's available for listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.